Can you imagine the world without HTBT? Some of you might be thinking, oh my goodness, my podcast feed might be cleared up and I can finally listen to some good shows. Maybe not that. Maybe not HTBT is a good example. Could you imagine not having CrossPolitik? Could you imagine not having all of the great shows on the Fight Left Feast Network? Could you imagine the Founders Ministry for you Baptists out there going away? It's time to lock shields. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, a podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams, and that's what we talk about here. We talk about how to make you successful. How do we improve our lives in a way that we will be teeing ourselves up, that we will be aligning ourselves for success in business and entrepreneurship, in our personal lives, our finances. And we try to apply it into all areas because the truth, the principles that we talk about here are geared towards business, they're geared towards entrepreneurship, finances, but they're applicable in all areas of life because they're eternal truths. And God just made the world that way. So that's what we talk about here. My name is Matt Williams. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, I have a feeling you may want to after the show. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I'd love for you to give me a follow. The links are in the show notes. And you could share the show. You can tag a friend and appreciate all of that. I led off the show with asking those questions because I think it's important for us to understand the value that some of these shows bring. Yeah, I threw myself in there as kind of just as a punchline. But if you take a step back in your day and you realize how important what the Lord is doing through these men, the other shows on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, the Founders Ministry, you realize that it is so important in today's culture and today's fight in the Christian Community Baptist Presbyterian that we have men standing up for truth, fighting for the truth, and pushing back against the culture, the Marxism, the feminism, the social justice, and all of those different things into our churches, into our communities, into our family. And it's time for those of us who have not gotten into this fight to pick sides. And hopefully you pick the biblical side, you pray about it. It's time for you to get into the fight because the fight is here. It's always been here, but it's at the doorstep. It's knocking. The battle has begun. And I'm talking specifically in the SBC with what is going on in the Founders Ministry. And we've talked about it briefly on this show, and it's definitely been talked about on the other shows on the Fight Laugh Feast Network about the Founders Ministry teaser video and how much controversy it brought up. I mean, I'm just looking at Google right now when I search for it. Religion News Service, Christian Post, Words and Way, Religion News Service, Relevant Magazine, Christian Post, BR Now, whatever that is, Patheos. Just a whole line of articles, blogs being written against the Founders Ministry and the promotional video that is coming out where they are taking a stand for the truth. And the CrossPolitik guys did a great show yesterday, a Sunday night, where they were contrasting the responses from serious issues, serious sins in the SBC versus the response, the quick condemnation for this video that the Founders Ministry put out and talking about how it's just not equal weights, and that there is a big difference between how they treat this video versus some other things that are happening in the SBC. You can go watch that show to find out more of the details. And then I wanted to talk about it again after we've already talked about it, because some of the founders or the people on the board of the Founders Ministry, I should say, resigned because they folded. I don't know how else to say it. All of these people saw the video, the teaser, the promotional video before it came out, and no one said anything from their own statements. If you read their resignation that the Founders Ministry posted, they all saw it. So you have to conclude that what changed was the public outcry and they folded. And I led the show off with saying, imagine a place without Founders Ministry. Imagine a place without the Fight Laugh Feast Network. How big of a void would that leave without men like Toby, like men like Tom, having a platform to articulate, to fight, to stand up against these sinful ideologies that are coming into our church? And I'm asking you that question because I'm going to ask for a call to action. It's time for you to support them. It's time for you to support our network. You can go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HGBT in a memo field, you'll get a mug, and you will be supporting the Fight Laugh Feast Network as we fight these battles, as we laugh, as we feast, as we help equip you to do the same. If you haven't done that, the time is now. I'm also putting in the show notes today, the link to the Founders of Ministry, where you can support them as well. I was looking at their website. You can give. They have a subscription service just like the Fight Laugh Feast Network. They didn't ask me to do this. They don't know I'm doing this, but we need to support them. It is important. Even if it's an email encouraging them, there is so much pressure. There's so much spiritual warfare that happens when you stand up, when you fight. It's amazing to me that Christians, one, don't know how to fight, but when they stand up for the truth, are surprised when the fight comes to their doorstep. And when that fight comes, we need to lock our shields. And you'll be like, what are you talking about, locking our shields? Well, I'm getting the picture of the hoplites, the Greeks, the 300. You might have seen a movie about it. Hopefully not, because it was a bad movie. The warriors, the Greeks, the hoplites, were great in battle because of their defense, because they locked shields together. They depended on their shield to the left of them to cover half of their body, while their own shield covered the warrior to the right of them. And they locked their shields together and they would absorb the enemy. And then when the time was right, the spears would come out. The counterattack would happen. And right now, the Founders Ministry are in desperate need of us to come alongside them and lock shields. And I want to talk about this from a business perspective, from an entrepreneurship perspective. And I just want to say this, that we have to fight and defend the people that are being attacked because we are going to need them when we're attacked. And if we do not support them, if we do not fight with them, if we do not get into the battle through encouragement, through giving, through funny memes, for whatever your gifts are, whatever God has called you to do, if you are not going to get into the fight, then it is going to be that much harder for you when the fight comes to you. As Christians, we are all called to stand up against the fray, to stand up against evil, to stand up against wrongdoing. And if we don't support others that are doing it, those people are not going to be around to support us as well. And that is going to be a key to success in everything, in business. When a business is under attack, we need to support them. When our own business is under attack, we need to reach out to people to help us. And that is one of the ways that we can support the Founders Ministry, is click that link that's in the show notes, go over there and give them an email, give them encouragement, pray for them, give them, subscribe to them. They are going to need it. Just imagine the blowback that's going to happen once that movie comes out. And I want to just say this too, is the importance, and we've talked about this before, and it's so important, and especially in business, but in this case as well, when you're talking about ministry even, to understand the difference between tactics and strategy, vision, that really those three things go together, right? Your vision is how you want things to look. Strategy is the overall objective on how you're going to get there. And the tactics are those individual methods, steps that are going to get you to that place. And sometimes as Christians, Baptist, Presbyterians, I am a non-denominational guy. A lot of you didn't know that about me. So I don't really have a dog in the Baptist, Presbyterian fight. But we sometimes will get caught up in the tactics we might disagree with. Oh, you're doing things this way, or you do things this way. I just don't agree with that. Those things are so small most of the time. I'm not talking about sin. I'm not talking about major like theological differences, but there's going to be times that people on our side that agree with our vision, that agree with our strategy, are going to have different tactics than us. We might disagree with them, but we don't abandon them and forsake everything and lose the battles because we don't agree with exactly what they are doing. We need to understand the difference between these things because it helps us make clearer decisions and helps us make the right decision. We have to remember the vision that all Christians should be able to rally around and understand that we need to come together and combine our shields, to have our shields come together. We need to lock our shields when we see the enemy coming around us and threatening one of our fellow warriors. If you do this in your life, in every area of life, you're going to be successful because when the time comes for you to be attacked, you are going to have allies as well. Now, let's go lock shields. Support the Founders Ministry. Support Fight Laugh Feast. Support other ministries that are fighting the good fight as well. Do not cave to the pressure, the political pressure. We cannot fear man. We must fear God. If we fear man, we lose. If we fear the politics, we lose. If we fear the culture, we lose. If we fear God, we win every time. Let's lock our shields. Go out and be successful together. God bless.